Audioboo. So today is day 6 of Audiomo, so the 6th of November. And last night I was thinking about something in relation to Bonfire Night, which is also, of course, known as Guy Fawkes Night. And I wondered how many people really understand the history of behind the celebration, because it was in fact... bonfires were lit to celebrate the fact that a plot to kill King James I of England, who was also King James VI of Scotland, by blowing up the House of Lords, that plot was thwarted. Guy Fawkes was the man guarding the gunpowder that was placed underneath the House of Lords to try and blow it up. But he had various co-conspirators, and they were all Catholics, and King James was Protestant. And of course the struggle between Catholics and Protestants in Great Britain has been, and Ireland has been, something that's really shaped the history of the UK for quite some time. Well, something that interested me was that I heard a boo by Dolores, and she was interviewing some people out on a protest last night in London, and they said one of the reasons I gave for doing it that night was that Guy Fawkes was a revolutionary, and obviously they were trying to be revolutionaries, I guess. But I thought, well, although Guy Fawkes, obviously, you know, you could say he was a revolutionary, he was doing it for a very specific cause. Not a hatred of the government overall, which is what this modern day demonstrator was saying, but just a very specific reason for doing it. And I just got me thinking, I wonder if people really understand what this day is all about. And you know, in England, I don't think we really think about sectarianism anymore. Particularly since people like the IRA stopped blowing things up in Britain, it just sort of goes off our radar totally. Actually, I was quite surprised. My boyfriend's Glaswegian, and after meeting him and going to Glasgow and hearing some of his stories about Glasgow, you realise actually sectarianism does exist still in mainland UK, and quite surprisingly so, which kind of makes it odd somehow. I think it makes it slightly odd that we celebrate Bonfire Night.